And I hope you guys are H-A-P-P-Y, happy. Jesse J also played Normani, Calvin Harris, Burnham Boys, City Boys as part of a triple header right here on KC 107.7. It's 10 after 7. It's our second NetBank show. We had one 2 weeks ago. We're alternating with the Unlocking Youth Opportunities program presented by the Bakwena Youth Center. We'll be back again next week, Tuesday, in this slot. And very happy to have my guests joining me over the phone. We've been on this amazing journey, of course, to encourage each and every one of you guys to change your money habits to improve your financial well-being. It's all about your well-being at the end of the day. So today we're going to take a deeper look at budgeting for financial health, as I said in the intro of the show earlier, and how during this very challenging time we can focus on how to better manage our money, to stick to our plans, and to stretch the money that we have, especially during this time. Now, the word budget, it strikes fear for a lot of people, but budgeting doesn't have to mean setting up complicated spreadsheets or spending hours pondering about our finances. Budgeting works because it's a great way of compartmentalizing your money. That's right. So that, you know, to break it up into different compartments. That word has always got the best out of me. So that you don't have a clear idea of, so that you have a clear idea actually of what's coming in and what's going out. Now, with the rising cost of living that we all are, we all can relate to it. Many consumers are looking for practical ways to manage our money, to reduce debt, obviously, and to achieve our financial goals. Joining me on the phone today, once again, I'm joined by Linda Twabe, who is part of NetBank's consumer financial education campaign aimed at helping South Africans make informed financial decisions. Linda, lovely to have you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Brad. Very good, thanks. And hello to the listeners at home. Thank you for having me again tonight.
It's lovely to have you all make this conversation available as a podcast as we get into tonight's discussion. Thanks again, Linda. Appreciate it. Let's start with the basics, Linda. What exactly is a budget, and why is it so important?
A budget is a simple plan that helps us to see, like, how much money we have, how often we get it, and where it comes from, so that we can plan and see exactly what goes out each and every month if we get paid monthly or weekly or fortnightly. It's very good to use it because it allows us to prioritize those essential expenses. So we'll be able to see where is the bulk of the money going. Is it going to need or want? It also helps us to track those expenses. We'll be able to see what we're doing, avoiding unnecessary debt. Because I'm just thinking now, for example, schools are opening. So there's extra debt that people might get into if they don't have money to make sure that the kids' lunch boxes are available and all of that.
Yeah.
So the budget helps us to save for future goals as well, preparing for those unexpected costs to help you with the emergencies that may come. So in short, the budget helps you to make your money work for you rather than you wondering it was here today, gone today, and not being able to account.
Which is the case for so many of our people that are listening. Linda, why is budgeting important?
It's important because we'll be able to track our spending, and it will help us not to get into deeper debt. We'll be able to plan on how we're paying back the money that we owe, and we'll be able to determine in advance whether we'll be able to have enough money for the month. We'll cut out things that are not important, and we'll be able to stick to the budget and record things, thereby being able to put money for saving for things that we may need in the month. We won't be those people that are looking at loan sharks and taking money where we're not supposed to if we are using a budget. So it's that important.
And what are the benefits of drawing up a budget, Linda?
We get to understand our reality in terms of the finances. We get to understand the season that we're in financially. We reach our financial goals because everything is according to plan. And that visual spanning picture allows us to say, I need to cut down on this and I need to focus on this. We'll be able to have savings for short term, medium term, and long term. That will be disciplined savings. That stress that we always have, you know, the financial stress, it will be there, but it will be less because we'll be at ease in terms of where did the money go. We'll be in charge of our money instead of not knowing what exactly would trigger our terms and not being sure what it is that we've done with the money. So these are the benefits of using a budget.
And outside the benefits of drawing up a budget, Linda, as you nicely explained it to us, what do you think, in your professional opinion, are some of the most common budgeting mistakes that we as consumers make?
The mistake that is common is people assuming that budgeting is for people with lots of money. Budgeting is for everyone who's handling money. Even people that are living on a SASSA grant have to budget. Because if we don't do that planning, we may end up not even having money for school fees, car maintenance, even other debts that we have. So we need to make sure that we track those things. Recorded things can be done better than saying, ah, I know in my head how much I get. I will just leave some money there for you. No. So those are the mistakes that people make. All of us should be using a budget and sharing it with the family.
And for someone who has never created a budget before, where should they start, Linda?
I like that question. It's all good and fair to say this should be done, but how? The how is very important. So for someone who's never done it, it's as simple as recording. Even if you get a page or you do an Excel spreadsheet for yourself, but I like to keep things simple. You get a page, you cut a line in the middle. One side is income, the other side is expenses, money coming in and money going out, right? So you start now. You don't say, I'll start next year or it will be my New Year's resolutions because it's late now. We're already in the second half of the year. If I didn't do this thing in the first half, I can start doing it now. Why? Because me seeing it will help me see where is most money going to, then I can cut off and focus on making sure that I have savings for emergencies. I am tracking even the debt that I'm paying. So on the side of income, all the money is coming in. Side of expenses, all the money is going out. Fixed expenses, changing expenses, which is groceries and things like that, and then unexpected expenses, which are catered for by emergency savings. So doing that will help you to be in charge. You will review and adjust accordingly. That is for the people who have never done a budget before.
And Linda, what are the consequences of poor budgeting or when people do not budget at all? What are the consequences?
Ooh, you know, it's a headache that never ends. You're gasping for air. Like the month is almost finished and maybe you already got paid. You are scratching where you're not supposed to for money. You know, unpaid debit orders will happen. Oh. Unmanageable debt, failing to reach your financial goals. And you'll be wasting money in expenditure because you will not be doing it properly. So it's a must that we do stick to our budget and we do it properly.
Absolutely. And how can budgeting help consumers manage debt more effectively, Linda?
Using a budget for a plan of paying my debt is critical. You know why? Because when I include my debt on my budget, I'll be able to see which debt is taking most of my money with the highest interest paid and push those out of my way. And when I finish paying off a debt, I can take most of that installment and invest it and save it. Then I'll be able to gradually reduce what I owe at the end, and I'll improve my financial well-being. I won't have to take additional debt because all of this will be in order because I'm using my budget paying off my debt.
I love that. So what are the budgeting tips that you can offer to the folks that are listening now to this conversation, Linda?
the most important one is me understanding, when do I get my income? Is it weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, fortnightly, or do I get it like on a once-off basis? I need to understand the source of my income, number one. Once I understand whether it's one stream or two streams of income, then I'll be able to say, okay, this is my financial reality. I'll put my income there. Then I'll look at my budget for the time that I have debit orders for. Even if I get paid weekly, I can make a monthly budget and then break things down for each week, because it's difficult to budget per week. That's the research that we've gotten and the insight from the people. So I need to go according to my reality. I need to keep track of what I'm spending daily, weekly, monthly, you name it. If I happen not to have regular income, whenever I get money, I need to budget before spending. It's important that I do this before spending. Because once I start using money and say, okay, now let me budget in the middle, it's not going to work. I also need to give myself a reward for reaching a goal, my savings goal, or finishing paying off debt. But that reward must also be in the budget. Even if it's entertainment, it needs to be in the budget. Now, if we don't do that, we will end up touching money that we're not supposed to touch. Typical example, it's school's opening week, back to school. My little one lost his pencil case. Can you imagine? I'm from the shops now because we're opening tomorrow.
Yeah.
To get new pens, even a pencil case, mind you. So even if I didn't have savings in my budget, that would have been a problem because things are expensive. There's lunchbox things now to be refilled, everything and everything. So be kind to yourself. Discuss this with your family. The goals must be clear. And the plan of action must be, we are all in this together as a family. Don't just break your back, turning backward, and put a smile and a brave face, because you're not going to sleep at night. You're the only one who will be facing the ceiling. Be true to yourself, be true to your budget, and be kind. That's it.
Linda, there are those of us that are listening to this conversation now and are thinking, we are quite old, respectfully, and it might be a little bit too late for us to start budgeting. So we want to know from you, when is it the right time to start budgeting?
Now is the time. If I did not use the budget before, I should not delay it for any longer, because I'll be able to make a difference now in my situation. I've done a session where a person thought they were in the deep, you know, like not doing well at all. After doing the exercise of the budget, they said, oh, actually, I actually can breathe. I have money left over for savings. So I used to swipe this money because I was not, you know, needing to know about it, because I didn't know. Now that I know and I do need to save money away, I will be putting money away. So it opened your eyes. Start now. Don't leave it for longer. And do it the old-fashioned way if that works for you. And if you are a techie, go for it. Do digitally, go for it. Because even on your money app, you're able to track your spending. You're able to see where most of the money is going. So what I can say to you, start now. No more delay.
Linda, if our listeners remember only three budgeting tips from today's conversation, what should they be?
Here's the thing, right? I need to know exactly how much money I get. I need to know exactly how much money I spend. Then I need to prioritize needs over wants and summer wealth and track those debt repayments. And I need to save also, not to say whatever is left, I will save. It needs to be part of my lifestyle. And the money I save needs to leave my transactional account, the one where I'm swiping. I can even save on bank charges when I budget. So if I get the right type of account and I use it according to terms and conditions, my circumstances will change for the better, and I will not touch where I'm not supposed to touch. I'll allow things to move smoothly. And my financial health will be improved over time. But self-kindness always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to Linda Chwave for joining us this evening for the second Nedbank show on a Tuesday night between 7 and 8. And thank you for sharing those valuable insights, Linda. Today's discussion reminds us that budgeting is not about limiting ourselves. It's about taking control of our finances and building a more secure future. And by tracking expenses and spending wisely and making savings a priority, every consumer can improve their financial well-being. So everyone, we encourage you to start today by reviewing your monthly income and expenses and creating a budget that works for you and your family. Thank you, Linda. We'll talk soon again.
Thank you, Brad, and thank you to the listeners. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll make this conversation available, of course, and thank you for tuning in. Until next time, stay informed and stay empowered and make every rand count.